This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Frank Donatelli, who served as political director in the Reagan White House during the 2008 presidential campaign. He was the deputy chairman of the Republican National Committee, and now he is chairman of GOPAC, which recruits Republican leaders in communities across the country. We want to get his thoughts as members of Congress go home for summer recess. A lot of folks showing up with a lot of opinions at these town hall meetings. Republicans say it's a grassroots effort, and Democrats say it's manufactured anger, and the people are even being bussed in by groups opposed to the president's health care reform plan. Frank, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, Greg, how are you today?
Doing fine. Doing better than a lot of these members of Congress, especially on the Democratic side, who are back home facing the voters right now. What do you make of this debate over whether these people are real protesters or whether it's just manufactured anger for the TV cameras and YouTube?
Well, for an administration that carefully choreographed every one of its appearances last year, this idea that the opposition is bussing people in to pack these meetings, I think is really quite silly. I don't know that there's anybody on the Republican side that's capable of just manufacturing what appears to be real concern and a lot of outrage about what's going on in Washington right now in terms of spending and health care plans and so forth. I mean, it seems to me that there's genuine concern and anger out there. Also, if you look at the polls, the president's health care plan is not popular. There are more people that oppose it than support it, and there's very great concern about the future of health care and whether people will continue to be able to have their own health care plan. So, look, there may be some instances where some individual groups are organizing and sending people, but that's democracy. Isn't that why you're supposed to have the town hall meetings in the first place? If all they wanted were supporters, they should stage their town hall meetings just like they stage every one of their presidential events.
Frank, you've been around politics for a long time. You've worked with candidates at various levels of government. What is the proper response for a candidate? Obviously, they've got their own preconceived ideas going in. Is it up to them to gauge the sentiment of their constituents? And if they believe their constituents are radically on one side of an issue, which may be opposite to their views, that they should switch? How do they handle this type of voter feedback?
Well, some members are already have their mind made up. There are, most liberal Democrats are for the House bill, and so I guess that they view their role as convincing their constituencies, their voters, that what they are planning to vote for is the right thing. So you can see why those people are annoyed when people show up in opposition. And then there are a lot of members that genuinely are undecided and want to take the temperature of their district. And so these town hall meetings are good opportunities for voters to hear from people back home and hear what their concerns are. So it depends on what they want to get out of these meetings. But a good legislator will take the opportunity to hear the concerns of his or her constituents before they vote.
Frank, obviously in 2006, especially in 2006, but also in 2008, some traditionally Republican congressional seats went Democratic, and those are the seats, obviously, that Republicans are targeting again in 2010. How will the way that these moderate Democrats handle issues like health care, like cap and trade, and perhaps even their vote on the stimulus package really impact those midterm elections next year?
Well, they're in a very difficult position because, on the one hand, as you point out, most of them represent Republican-leaning constituencies, but yet on the other hand, they're part of a party that makes up the majority to keep Nancy Pelosi as Speaker, and so they have to be, so they are called upon to take votes for the party sometime. So they're in a very, very difficult position, and you see individual members trying to manage this conflict in different ways. I predict that it will be a problem for Democrats that represent Republican-leaning districts who vote for cap and trade, which is a carbon tax. A lot of them are already on record as voting for that. And then if they vote for the House health care bill, which contains major tax increases, that will be a major burden as they go forward trying to get reelected in 2010. And when you add to that, Greg, an economy that will certainly be fragile at that time, we hope it gets better, but it will certainly be fragile, that's going to be a pretty tough record to run on in a year and a half.
Frank, are you already seeing it in this year's campaigns? We just talked with Larry Sabato of the University of Virginia on Wednesday, and he said the reason the Republican gubernatorial candidate there, Bob McDonnell, has a 14-point lead right now is largely because the people in Virginia who thought they were getting hope and change with Barack Obama are realizing they may not have gotten that.
Well, they're certainly getting an economic policy. I think that's far to the left of what they had expected. I think that's fair to say. When you spend $1 trillion your first week in office, and then you want a health care reform that's going to probably increase the budget by $1 to $2 trillion 10 years out, and then you've got cap and trade, which is a carbon tax, you've taken over General Motors. That's a pretty robust agenda, and I'm not sure that most Virginians thought that's what they were going to get. So I think in the Virginia context, that is definitely a factor. Let's see. I think it's going to be really interesting to see how much the president and vice president campaign in Virginia and in New Jersey, where the Democrats are also in trouble up there. I suspect that they may not be very visible on the campaign trail in the latter stages of this campaign because the president's popularity is falling.
Last question before we let you go, Frank. Republicans obviously licking their wounds after 06 and 08. Is the party at this point optimistic about 2010, or is it too soon to say that?
I think there's a growing optimism. I do. I believe that the excesses of this administration are helping our party to redefine itself. We sort of got away from our roots of limited government, low taxes, and look, whatever sins we committed in that regard when we were in power, that's being totally swept away by the record of this administration so far. So I think right now, just because the economy is in such poor shape, and this administration doesn't seem to really have much answer for how to get the economy moving again, we expect that 2010 will be a very good year for Republicans at all levels.
Frank, unfortunately, our time is up. Thanks, as always, for your time.
Okay, Greg. Thanks. Good to be with you.
Frank Donatelli, chairman of GOPAC, former deputy chairman of the Republican National Committee, also served as political director in the Reagan White House. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.